Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Enthusiasm smoke?
No, I'm just kidding.
Captain's log, start 808-282-0222. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We are a live call-in radio program where you can talk about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Rich.
You're drinking out of a Wonder Woman bottle?
I am.
This is
my kickboxing water bottle.
Oh,
but
I see.
So actually, fun story if you want to hear it. I had this other water bottle, and I was rushing to get somewhere to go teach yoga class, and I left it on top of the roof of the car. And then I'm driving away, and I hear this noise, and I'm like looking around, and I'm like, was that my car? Completely forgetting that I put the thing on the roof, and you know, any sane person that's not tired would say, oh, something definitely fell off the roof. But I'm like, is that something with the suspension? What is that? And then I didn't realize until I was down the road and I tried to take a sip of my water and I didn't have it.
You're
and
like, where's my water?
And then I was like, oh, yep, there it is.
And somewhere in the interim, the noise just went away. Right? Like, oh, it's solved. Problem solved.
I was like, well, it must be fine because I haven't heard it since that one noise. So it's probably cool.
Yeah, no need to call in the mechanic or anything.
No.
Right? Yeah. Rich, what have you been up to?
Not much. Chilling.
Yeah, chilling, yeah.
I'm addicted to video games.
Yeah? What are you playing?
I'm back on Skyrim.
Mm.
And to the point where I've got, like, tendonitis or carpal tunnel. Something's wrong with my thumbs from just sitting there holding the controller all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stop.
I have what I like to refer to as guitarpal tunnel.
Okay.
Because I played guitar and, you know, thrash metal, speed metal bands for so long that, like, that combined with the fact that I've been a technology worker, which means my hand is always on a mouse, clicking, double clicking, left clicking, right clicking, scrolling, you know, whatever the new mouse, they have the other extra buttons like above the thumb that you can program to do stuff.
Yeah.
And all that kind of thing. So between those activities, plus I used to play a lot of Madden on the PS3 and PS4 whenever that was part of my life. And between those three activities, oh man, I had shooting pains up the arm to the elbow. The whole forearm sometimes would just go tingly and numb and stuff.
You know, there's yoga poses for that.
I don't think I've played a Madden since like Madden 96.
I'm really good at it, by the way.
Okay.
I like you. Well, there are some like 12-year-olds who have way more time than I do who, you know, will kick my ass if I get online and play. But I'm at least decent competition for them.
When the original Xbox came out, I played the Microsoft version, like NFL Fever.
Yeah.
And then I got into the 2K series.
Yeah.
So I kind of pushed Madden aside in favor of those.
Yeah.
But I will always have a good time playing Blitz.
Yeah, I'm really sad that Madden has monopolized the NFL. Made it so that there's no competition for a competing NFL game. There used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
ESPN.
That's stupid.
Yeah, and then the NFL signed an exclusive contract with Madden. And then like they stopped getting it. Like the releases used to be more features and cooler stuff and better graphics every year because of the competition between the two games. And then once they eliminated the competition, the new releases are only like half as awesome or more awesome than they used to be.
Ironically enough, Madden 64 on the N64 was like an unlicensed version because they couldn't get it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I stopped playing video games altogether, and then I haven't you know, since I've moved to New Hampshire, I haven't been really in a band full time or anything like that. I still play guitar, of course, and like I can still feel it. But one thing that has helped me that I didn't know would help was I recently needed a new mouse. I went to an actual store instead of ordering it online to see if I could get one. All they had was the mini mouse, right?
Okay.
Just a smaller scale.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no pain at all. I'm
really?
Like, why didn't I discover this before?
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's just the size of the mouse. Just it's not as difficult on my wrist as because I've been using a regular size Ergo mouse. I think Logitech is the brand that I use, but it looks just like this one.
I would think smaller would be more difficult.
I would have thought too, but no, because it don't know.
I have a flat travel mouse.
It feels better to use.
That one. It's thin, so it fits into the laptop bag for travel.
Yeah,
it's not the most comfortable, but it's Maybe that would help.
I was surprised. Yeah. I was just like, I needed a new mouse, and this is all I got. Okay, here's $20. And, I took it home, plugged it in, and then I noticed as I was clicking away, pointing and clicking at a whole bunch of stuff. I'm doing some audio work on a song that is taking way too long for me to complete, but I'm doing a bunch of work, and then, I finished with that. I'm like, hey, I don't, it's remarkably pain-free. And I'm like, that's awesome. So
cool.
I was told the only fix for mine by a non-doctor was to rest it. I'm like, well, that's not going to happen.
No.
There's no chance. There's a holiday coming up, which means I'm going to have a day off from, regular work. And I'm already looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet you are. We are going to talk about some fun stuff here tonight, including... I love this headline, by the way. Incompetent people are often too incompetent to realize just how incompetent they are.
Yeah, I've been there.
Someone on Facebook is shouting, Dunning-Kruger! Dunning-Kruger! Right now.
Yeah. I'm sure they are. This from Reason.com. The less people know about a scientific issue, the more confident they are that they are right.
Thank God we have fact-checkers,
God.
Yeah. Imagine if we didn't have fact-checkers, how right people would have been with the, COVID-19 nonsense.
That's pretty scary. And we were talking last night during both Free Talk Live and Beard Talk Live about how close we came to, actual, martial law in the United States.
Did we?
I mean, all except for the tanks and troops in the streets.
Okay.
Right? Everybody was locked down, quote-unquote. Curfews were being imposed. Right? Don't leave your house unless it's to go to, the store or the doctor or that kind of stuff.
I actually thought it was going to be worse. And it was definitely worse in places like China and Australia. But I remember in the very beginning of COVID, I was working in a nursing home, and there were all these rumors going around, nurses love their rumors. And people were talking about how... Even my employer gave us pieces of paper saying that we worked at a nursing home and that what our title was, what our job was, to kind of give us a pass to be able to drive.
Right.
Because there were rumors that you weren't going to be able to drive unless you were essential, one of the essential workers, or if you were going to the grocery store, going to get a prescription from CVS.
Yeah.
So, and none of that ever happened.
Do you guys remember how quickly the plexiglass went up?
Yeah.
It was bam, all of a sudden plexiglass everywhere.
Doing
I'm like, absolutely nothing.
I had my maintenance guy put it on the desk next to the one I sit at, so I was never obstructed by it. And it's still there to this day.
Oh, yeah.
And then my favorite was the people who, couldn't afford to, hire a contractor to legitimately install a real they're hanging plastic between, the counter at the local convenience store and just cutting a little hole so people can pass their money through it or whatever.
I took an Uber and they had put, plastic wrap, saran wrap, between the front seats and the back seats.
Whatever it
takes.
Wow. And I'm like, this isn't doing anything right.
Can I say something possibly controversial?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm going to.
May.
I may. Okay. So
I don't understand why you feel need to ask permission.
Because
usually you're not that kind of guy. I'm just thrown off here, man.
Because
this show
in particular, and amongst the libertarian group, right? We're always.
I know there's one topic that's sort of like
we're preaching peace.
Yes.
All the time, peace. And one of the reasons why we preach peace is because in our minds, in the collective agreement, right? Violence begets violence.
Yeah.
But when you have things like martial law and lockdowns and state violence.
I mean, that's violence.
But it doesn't beget violence. It begets submission. So why are we worried about violence begetting violence?
That's a great question, and I realize why you see that that might be controversial. I think that that is a very important question that far more people need to ask, particularly when it comes to politicians and things. 603-283-6160. Do you have a story of incredible incompetence? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are
back. We are live. We are in studio. We are streaming. We're on radio stations, hundreds of them. We're on the internet. We are on, where else are we on? We're on a bunch of video sites, Twitch, DLive, most importantly, Odyssey.
Pirate Radio, Float.app.
Studio 8424, I believe, is the user that streams us over on Float.app. There are some satellite channels that are carrying us, so people in, like, other countries, Africa, for example, other folks can listen.
Pirate Radio.
We're on a bunch of folks are restreaming us. They'll grab our stream off the internet and, you know, either restream it live or restream it later over their own pirate radio or whatever. So there are more folks listening than we actually have access to know about. But if you would like to
be
part of the show...
Which is hard for the marketing department.
Totally, yeah. And also, like, yeah, like, if somebody does... When somebody does, like, get an ad package from us, like, they're like, well, what kind of listenership do you have? We can only show what we can show. We can't show the unknowns, the pirate radio stations and the rebroadcasts and stuff like that.
The type of people that are listening to this show.
There's ways to estimate the type of, but, like, it's the number of people that, like, would help... to sell that, but...
You know how good the movie is based on the number of seaters still seating that thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And let's just go to your calls and thoughts right away. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Incredible incompetence.
And here you are.
Yeah. Whoa, Richie Rich, right off the gate.
Yeah, I thought I'd set Richie up. I knew he'd take the bait.
Of course.
He is a master... Bader.
Bader. Bader.
Darth Bader?
Darth Bader. Master Bader.
I was on the debate team in high school. Huh? Or a Lucha Libre master that thing, too.
Were you Master Debater?
Did you win?
No.
No, he was not. He was just a regular Bader.
In a Lucha mask.
In a Lucha mask. Yeah. Ooh, you were El Debater.
So incredible incompetence is what I heard you say.
Yes.
You solicited stories of incredible incompetence. I think this fulfills that. Going back to this GenerationJustice.org blog entitled, Judge is what I do, John is who I am.
Incompetence is my how I live my life, right?
Yeah, well, listen to this. In the very first paragraph entitled The Calling, I started here yesterday, and there's another interesting point in the same couple sentences. Sitting in the lunchroom of a retail store, a young man watches President Nixon, there's some incompetence, resign on live television. The Watergate scandal is unraveling. It is the fall of 1974, and here it comes. This young man had already taken the LSAT, so apparently he already wanted to be one of those, some sort of a life of government work. But he thinks to himself, and here's a quote from Judge John J. Romero Jr. in New Mexico, who illegally trafficked my children, as I proved at the with a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the quote from Judge John J. Romero Jr. Wow, all my dad said about attorneys being crooked, you know, it seems to be true. Who wants to be one of those scummy guys? And then he did anyway.
When you realize the amount of money they make, your opinion can change from being a kid.
Well, his opinion's probably still the same.
What does $105,000, $110,000, $115,000, $120,000 a year get you in New Mexico, where the average household income is about $40,000? What does $120,000 a year get you in New
Quite
Mexico?
A bit, apparently.
My question...
That's far above average.
My question, of course, is, like, I'm under the understanding that in order to become a judge, you must first be an attorney. Is that true?
Well, not all cases, no. Some depends on the jurisdiction, but in most cases, yes.
Okay, all right. Because it seems to me that that's the case.
It would behoove you to know the law if you're going to be judging people on it.
Well, okay, yes.
Seems like an acceptable qualification.
I mean,
perhaps.
Maybe.
If you think that having a government is a good idea. Right?
Sure.
If you're on board with that, then okay, that might seem reasonable to you.
I wouldn't want an ignorant arbitrator either.
That is. But I'd prefer intelligence and character over knowledge of law.
Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
For an arbitrator, right? Because I'd rather the arbitrator do the right thing than do the legal thing.
Yeah, I don't really care what the law is.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but if you're going to an arbitrator, it's not necessarily the law.
Right.
It's what was written in the contract. And I would rather have, you know, an arbitrator that, like, understands the contract and will follow it to the letter than, you know, goes up and goes like, well, I'm sympathetic toward this person because they've had some hardships, and therefore they don't have to pay you what you're due.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
David, is there any other incompetent quotes from Judge John J. Jacob Jingleheimer Romero Schmidt?
Junior?
Well, there are quite a few, but why don't I just read you the next sentence to continue in the theme here. The man is John Julio Romero, Judge John J. Romero Jr.
Oh, that's a reveal we've not heard before. I didn't know the J stood for Julio.
Oh, cool.
Julio, oh, yeah, and you will find out why now. All right. District Court Judge in Children's Court in Albuquerque, New Mexico since 2003. This was written in 2017. Romero is a husband, a father, and a grandfather. Romero's middle name comes from his father, Julio, born on the 4th of July.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate you.
That was a terrible reveal.
Yeah, I mean,
I expected something exciting about the name Julio, and 'twas not there.
Moving right along, let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Yesterday, I was in Freedom, New Hampshire, at the Carroll County Republican Committee fundraiser cookout.
Wait, I just want to be clear. You were in New Hampshire, and you found Freedom.
I found Freedom, New Hampshire, the town of Freedom, and I went there, and I was allotted 3 minutes to address all these people, these Republican committee members, everybody who showed up, including a whole bunch of other candidates who were also running for Congress on the Republican ticket and other offices.
Did you really let them have it? Did you rip them a new one?
Oh, I want to share this with anybody who talks to any libertarians who talk to people face-to-face, talk to crowds face-to-face, because I set them up with the perfect gotcha.
Hey, Tom, I want to hear this. Can you hang on for just a minute?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to get to you, and I want to hear what he said to these people. But it's an interesting topic, and I don't want to cut him off because I see we're going to bump up against a thing here where we have to do a thing before we continue with Tom.
You just wanted to leave it off on a cliffhanger.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. Isn't that part of what we do here on the radio?
Listen to the commercials, people.
Okay. Right.
What is Tom going to say next?
Stay tuned. We'll find out. More Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday Night Edition with the Captain, Richie, and Nikki. More coming up.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Police in Detroit are searching for a gunman they say killed 3 people and wounded a 4th in random shootings on Sunday. Detroit Police Chief James White said shell casing evidence connected the shootings.
It appears to be very random. One was waiting on a bus. One was walking his dog. and one was just on the street.
A federal jury in Atlanta has awarded $100 million to a panhandler who fell and broke his neck after a police officer shocked him with a stun gun during a foot chase. Jerry Blasingame now needs round-the-clock care, costing $1 million a year. Jurors found that Officer John Grubbs used unreasonable force against Blasingame, who was 65 years old and had been asking drivers for money. Back in July of 2018, he was paralyzed from the neck down and is now 69 years old. This is USA Radio News. A Minnesota attorney is behind bars after allegedly beating his ex-wife to death in front of their children because she wanted to take them to church. Anders Odegaard, 31, has been charged with second-degree murder and is being held on a $2.5 million bond. The 911 caller told police he was flagged down by two boys who asked the man to call the police because their mother, Carissa Odegaard, was bleeding badly. The director of National Intelligence, April Haynes, notified Congress that her office will lead a classification review of the documents recovered during the search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home. Mr. Trump denies any wrongdoing, and his legal team is accusing the Democrats of weaponizing the intelligence community against him. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois and a member of the January 6th committee, was on NBC's Meet the Press and asked, with the facts, is there enough to indict the president?
It'll be up to DOJ whether or not that reaches the level of indictment. But this is disgusting in my mind. Like, this, no president should act this way.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Says with even more enthusiasm than she did the first time. It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us tonight. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about incompetence because there's an article from Reason with a great headline. It says, incompetent people are often too incompetent to realize just how competent they are, says a new study.
Ignorance is bliss.
And we'll talk more about that. But first, I have to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. There is somebody over at the Bitcoin.com crew, news.bitcoin.com. I believe he's made his way up through the writing crew, and he's now, I don't know, the director of the article. I don't know. He's
Editor-in-chief.
Yeah, Jamie Redman, a fantastic guy. He is prolific in the amount of news that he puts out, and he puts it out in such an easy-to-read way. So I just want to mention him by name because I really enjoy his writing. So thank you, Jamie Redman, over at Bitcoin.com. Before we went to break, we were talking to Tom, and we're just going to bring Tom back on now. Tom, you were saying that you were attending a GOP meeting. Can you tell us about that story, please?
Yeah. Now, at this fundraiser cookout, keep in mind these are Republican Party activists, members of the legislature, candidates, not just random voters here. And
these are the important people.
Bunch of tyrants.
And all their lives they have been facing that red, white, and blue idol on the flagpole, putting their hand over their heart like all members of the statist cult and reciting the statist cult prayer about liberty and justice for all. And I harnessed that brainwashing with my perfect gotcha setup. I said, I want the United States of America to be a free country with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to ask for a show of hands here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you want the United States of America to be a free country with liberty and justice for all, would you please raise your hand? I said while I was raising my hand, and I looked, and most of them did, maybe all of them.
Right,
and I said, guess what? You just went on record supporting open borders, legalized drugs, abolishing public school, and eliminating all zoning restrictions.
That's fantastic.
Wow. What was their reaction?
Well, I just kept on going. I started elaborating because, you know, drugs, you don't have to buy any. And as far as public school, you know, some people support public school because they honestly believe that every child somehow has a right to an education at somebody else's expense. But then when school taxes go up, they tell local bureaucrats to impose tougher zoning restrictions to prevent more families from moving into the town. And they tell Congress to add more Border Patrol goons to prevent more families from moving into the country.
They sure do.
Oh, yeah, I used the word goons. You know, and I think this helped some of them maybe see the contradiction in their own thinking there, because they just hadn't thought of it like that. And the guilt trips, take a tour of the Holocaust Museum and see what happened to millions of innocent Europeans.
Do you really think they gave it any more thought after that, though?
Hopefully.
Like, really? Well, I mean, so there's some very important things happening here. And Tom, like, first of all, you know, more folks really need to speak up and speak about things as they are, using terminology like you used. It's my opinion that the more people that start to do that, the more people we will get to also do that, right?
Maybe so, there's something to that indoctrination prayer, then.
I mean, if the rules of marketing sort of apply to waking people up, then, yes, people need to be exposed to messages of freedom at least seven times, and then once they reach seven times, that makes one impression. And then you need seven impressions before it sinks into your brain to, like, make it a thought till you're familiar with it. So, you know, that's seven times seven, seven times, or you do the math. I was told there would be none.
49.
But that is sort of the rules of marketing, and if that applies to changing people's minds when it comes to freedom, then indeed we need more folks doing what Tom is doing, which is just simply speaking out wherever it is you go, whether it's a political gathering, whether it's at some other thing, whether it's at the grocery store or whatever. If you're speaking out, that is only going to help forward freedom. Yes, you're going to get scorned, and yes, you're going to get dirty looks, and yes, people are going to tell you you're an a-hole, whatever, all that kind of stuff. So it takes guts to do that, Tom, and I appreciate you. And thanks for the call, by the way.
It needs to be the norm. You know, more people need to be talking about this, and I think it seems so radical right now. But the more we talk about these ideals of freedom, and the more we break it down for people in a logical and easy-to-consume way, they'll start to get it. And the more people, we need different people talking about it. Yes. We can't just go here on Free Talk Live and talk about it.
Right.
So if you're listening to the show right now, listeners out in listener land, and you believe in what we're talking about, tell your friends, tell your family. People might think you're crazy at first, but the more you talk about this and the more you lay out these ideals, people will start to get it.
And it doesn't even have to be as dramatic as Tom did, which is going to, you know, a GOP cookout where there's about, you know, it could just be saying something like, well, I just think all human interactions should be voluntary, and just sort of leave it at that. Or, the government violates the non-aggression principle all the time. Right. You don't even have to, like, make an argument. You don't have to put yourself in an adversarial position. You just have to drop seeds.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't have to be confrontational, like you said. And it also doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to go way out there, like, we should legalize crystal meth. It can
Why not?
I mean,
you
yeah,
can if
obviously.
You're prepared for that argument and but, you're welcoming the debate.
I had it as a bumper sticker,
which is why I brought it up, because he told me about that at dinner tonight. But but you know, you can start with smaller things.
Yeah.
You know, teach your family about voluntarism. You know, teach your family about the non-aggression principle.
Family will not listen to you. They'll wait to hear
they
it from
might.
Somebody else.
Mine did.
Really? Okay.
Well, and like, and
maybe they heard it from somebody else too. But
and sometimes people participate in organizations where they're, you know, around other people's kids. Right? Now, I'm not telling you, you know, hey, brainwash other people's kids, but kind of.
Do it.
Like, you know, if you're, I don't know, like a den mother for the Cub Scouts or something, you know, and you happen to have a plaque on the wall that says what the non-aggression principle is, you know, and somebody shows curiosity about it, yeah, explain it to them, you know.
That's one way to combat the indoctrination of public schools anyway.
Yeah.
Someone's got to fight it.
And it does take a village to raise children, and if... obtaining actual freedom from tyrants, from governments, is a multi-generational process, which I feel like it is, then, you know, the children are the most important part. Raising
Absolutely.
Raising children with the ideas of freedom, the non-aggression principle, peace, prosperity, all that kind of stuff, voluntary interactions, is of the utmost importance.
So I'm actually going to start teaching a children's yoga class.
Really?
And that just gave me a great idea to start incorporating some of these things. You know, it's ages 5+.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, leave the crystal meth out. But there are other very
don't
important...
Don't lead with it.
Don't,
work your
don't,
way up
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, don't lead with the crystal meth. But, you know, there are other very important lessons that children are probably not hearing in public school.
Yeah.
And their parents probably aren't talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be great to kind of ease them into it and just open up their minds to voluntary interactions, peace. You know, yoga's already moving in that direction.
Yeah.
So I might as well take it all the way.
One of the reasons why I brought it up at dinner is because I always viewed my role in the quote-unquote movement as the one on the extreme.
Yeah.
Right? To make everyone else, like, no one's going to listen to me, but I will make everyone else sound reasonable and moderate. Well, and they might listen to you.
And even here on the radio, to some extent, what we do here is similar to the old shock jock, right?
Like, maybe.
To make the controversial statements, to make people think, to make people question, what are they saying? Why would they say something like that? 603-283-616.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We're back, he says with authority.
It's like the film noir version of the introduction.
And we're back,
he says as he glanced over his monitor, wondering when the next article was going to be read.
As he picked up the copy to read.
This is what he said.
We think podcasting our full radio show has been holding us back. Most podcasts aren't 2 hours long per show, and the constant resetting we do for radio might be turning off podcast listeners. Riley's Daily Digest. Riley's a guy who produces the Daily Digest for us.
He's named after him.
Yeah. And he's been doing it for years, and we're going to lengthen them just a little bit to make them our official podcast starting September 1st. So if you subscribe to the Daily Digest or the full episode RSS feeds, please resubscribe to the main FTL podcast feed, which you can find at feeds.freetalklive.com. The other feeds rely on third-party services, and though they will continue, we can't be sure how long they'll stay online. If you still want the entire radio show, you can listen live every night from 7 to 10 Eastern at freetalklive.com. Full video archives will be available and are still available at video.freetalklive.com. You can tune into our 24/7 stream for the latest show at listen.freetalklive.com. And I believe that repeats the most recent show, except for 7 to 10 p.m. when we air the next show live. The other feeds will still be around, as I said. Full video archives, again, over at our Odyssey channel. And the Free Talk Live amplifiers over at amps.freetalklive.com. We'll continue to receive the full radio show with no commercials via podcast through Patreon. So if you want that, please consider joining the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's only $5 a month. You can give more if you want to, if you believe in spreading the message of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity that we do here on Free Talk Live. That is an option for you. So some changes. We're trying to improve things. Sometimes when you're listening to, like, the podcast, you know, hearing us recap what was said during the last segment all the time. You know, I'm like, you don't need to
or
hear
the
that
intros.
Kind of stuff.
You really only need an intro once.
I mean, our intro,
you know, if it's only
like we try to have fun here on Sundays, our intros, like, we vary it up from time to time and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of fun. But, you know, is it necessary, the podcast? I don't know.
Well, radio, it makes sense.
Yes.
And, you know, if there's commercial breaks when people are popping in and out, it does make sense.
Yeah. So we're just trying some things. We don't know if that's going to be the final way things look, but certainly keep that in mind as you are listening and consuming Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We should continue talking about incompetent people, unless you guys had something else to say about the previous conversations. No?
Okay. No.
All right. No, not really.
All right. This from Reason.com. Incompetent people are often too incompetent to realize just how incompetent they are.
Stop recapping. Podcast listeners hate it.
Says a new study.
Oh.
Ignorance more frequently begets confidence than does knowledge, wrote Charles Darwin in The Descent of Man in 1871. Experimental findings reported in 1999 by social psychologists David Dunning and Justin Kruger.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Kruger. Bolstered Darwin's insight. They tested people on their knowledge of grammar and logic and found that many of the people who did badly on the tests rated their performance as being well above average. On the other hand, those who did well tended to underestimate how well they had done. That's interesting. So, little personal adage here. I did not graduate high school.
Okay.
I left home. I sort of wandered the earth like Kane from Kung Fu for a few years. I eventually did go and get my GED. Now, before you get your GED, you, at least when I went, you had to take what they call a pre-GED test. This is a test to let them know whether or not you are qualified. You know enough to take the GED test.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Just take the test.
Right, and then the test will tell you, right?
The test, that's the point of the test.
Right.
So, it's a competency test. So anyway, you just take it once.
I take this pre-GED test, and I was with a few other people in the room who were also taking the same test. But we were all sitting far apart. There's no way I could have, like, cheated. There was no copying going on. And nobody had cell phones at the time, so, like, it wasn't like I had the answers in my hand or anything.
A hole in your jeans.
So they keep me, they let everybody else go, and they keep me, and they're like, we want you to take this other test. And I'm like, why? Did I do that badly? I thought I had, like, just, you know, I thought I must be dumb, right? I probably just failed the heck out of this test somewhere. You know, I didn't know what was going on. And so they're like, well, we've just never had anybody score that high on one of these before, so we want you to take this other test. They thought I was cheating.
So you go to room 2 and you take the SATs.
So this used to be, it's not so much anymore, but sometimes it comes out. When somebody tells me that I can't do something, or if somebody insults me about something that I did and wants me to do it over, I'll do it better the next time. It's just how I'm built. And so I was upset. I'm like, oh, you think I was cheating, huh?
So all right, I'll even show higher. You.
So I took the second test and scored even higher. And you know, I sat there while they graded or whatever, and the same lady comes back. She's like, okay, so you're on the schedule for the GED test for, like, Thursday of next week. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I bet I am.
And they
That's
scored
right,
even
lady.
Higher on that one.
I mean, I did pass, and like, there was, like, no question about whether or not I passed. So that's interesting because, like, my first thought was, oh, I really screwed this up.
Yeah.
I must be a moron.
Well, and that's part of it, right? If you were in the high percentile, you would evaluate yourself a little bit lower.
Right.
And that's totally true. And it was an ongoing thing in nursing school. All the people that, you know, I felt the same way. You know, if I felt like I aced it, I would get, like, a 70.
Mm-hmm.
If I felt like I completely bombed it, I would get, you know, 90 or above.
95, right, yeah.
And it wasn't just me. It was everyone in my class. It's just a known thing.
Yeah. Well, the now eponymous Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias in which people wrongly overestimate their knowledge or ability in a specific area. This tends to occur because a lack of self-awareness prevents them from accurately assessing their own skills.
Also known as Mount Stupid.
A.K.A. Mount Stupid. You'd have to see the graph for that, but there is a graph. It kind of looks like a mountain, and it's named Mount Stupid.
And ironically, not part of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
True. In other words, incompetent people are often too incompetent to realize just how incompetent they are.
I mean, it makes sense.
It should be noted, however, this is in parentheses now, it should be noted, however, that some now suggest that the Dunning-Kruger effect is not a real phenomenon, but arises from how the researchers parsed their data.
It's, okay, it's not so much that they're incompetent, right? It's the confidence in which they display their incompetence.
Yeah.
Right? And struggling with this when we're supposed to be diverting our attention to like an authority, right? Like when someone comes to do the plumbing or the electrician or I take my car in,
yeah.
Right? Like my level of expertise is nowhere near those.
Right. So you're deferring to their quote authority unquote.
Deferring, yes, but to an extent, right? Like there's a level in which you can take advantage,
yeah.
And there's a level in which you cannot take advantage,
right?
Right, and it always, you know, not having the knowledge, but being aware that I don't having the knowledge, makes it easier for me to be like, well, that sounds fishy. Let me research that a little bit further, you know, so that I am not taken advantage of.
Yeah,
but it's impossible for everyone to know everything. But the government, my point here, wrapping in, takes advantage of that,
yeah.
When they put their experts on television,
right? Right,
and like, no, this is the state declared expert.
Yes,
defer to him. And his expertise.
Allow me to present you the science.
Right.
His name is Dr. Fauci, whatever.
Right.
Fauci.
Yeah, and conveniently, all of those people are idiots and are either have no clue what they're talking about, or they're just evil and are blatantly lying to people. So but which one is it?
But presented with such confidence.
Yeah.
There's no way they can be wrong.
In any case, most of us do suffer from various forms of cognitive overconfidence, such as the illusion of explanatory depth. We actually think we know how many of the mechanisms and processes we interact with every day actually operate, but when we are asked to draw or write down how a zipper, a bicycle, or flushing a toilet works, we find that we don't know as much as we initially thought we did. And let's not get started on the massive problem of confirmation bias when it comes to politically salient issues.
Exacerbated when you get places like Facebook or other social media,
mm-hmm.
kicking people off, right? Like yeah. Facebook is for liberals,
mm-hmm.
and all you conservatives, you because you're getting fact checked, you go to Rumble or whatever the other one, Trump's one was.
Yeah.
And then you know the cognitive bias is there too because they're all talking amongst themselves as well.
It's the echo chamber, yeah.
Yes. Yep.
603-283-6160. Has there been a time in your life where you thought you knew something, and then it was revealed that you didn't know nearly as much as you thought you did? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1-855-79-YOUNG.